actually you didn't realise it at the time as much as you realise now, but because you were out of London and you were in a new setup, you were, had incredible freedom because, the you know, all the ground rules weren't laid out. You could just do certain things. And David Rose's brief was to reflect English region's drama, and the only rule really was that we couldn't do anything set in London. Mm. You couldn't do anything set in London, but otherwise you could do anything you wanted. But anyway, so I got up there and I was there and, you know, got into the swing of things. And one of the first things I realised, and which became really important for me and the whole way things went, because of my Indian background, is that, I mean, it wasn't as much as it is now, but nevertheless, Birmingham had a huge amount of Indians, even in 1974. And, you know, you looked out of your window and, yeah. Well, actually not quite looked out of a window because Pebble Mill was in a very white area. But what I mean is, you know, it was there and it was extremely obvious. Mm. And I said, you know, if we're going to reflect the English regions, the first thing we should do is reflect what's going on in Birmingham and to somehow get this world into onto the television. Yeah. Because I knew how much it wasn't on the television because my father was an actor. My father was an Indian actor. And so my father came to England in 1932, which is, you know, he was here before the war. Mm. And he'd come to be a doctor, and then he dropped out and had gone into the BBC Indian Radio, where they all did all European classics, Shakespeare, Chekhov, mm-hmm. Ibsen, Shaw, all in Hindi and Urdu to broadcast it back to India, which is incredible, really.